A few Hmong Americans hold or have held local political office in Wisconsin. Ty Vu was on the La Crosse school board in the mid-90s. Vu spoke at a national Hmong conference in Milwaukee this week and told the crowd that getting involved in the political process is very important. Vu says Hmong who are U.S. citizens should not only register to vote, but consider making a campaign donation to a politician.
If you don't vote for them, if you don't give, you know, their financial support, you don't help them, pretty much, why would they listen to you?
Vu says the last census indicated there were about 32,000 Hmong in Wisconsin, though he thinks the more accurate figure is about 43,000. But the Hmong communities are scattered across the state, and the concentration may not be enough to get a Hmong elected to a higher office like the Wisconsin legislature. But in Minneapolis and St. Paul, the Hmong population is larger and closer together. Minnesota has already elected a Hmong to its Senate, and Twin Cities resident Cy Tao is making a second bid for the Minnesota House this fall. Tao says his ethnic group is his political base.
We stay together, and through our clans and family system, we can easily out-organize anyone. We have to use that to our advantage.
The Hmong are slowly getting noticed at the federal level as well. 2 years ago, President Clinton named Minnesotan Li Pao Zhang to a National Commission on Asian Americans. Zhang says the Hmong will keep pushing for political power.
We've been here 26 years, and we are no longer refugee. And I think we must demonstrate to the larger community that we do care about the neighborhoods that we live in, the city, state, and country that we live in.
Some other ethnic groups, including Latinos in Milwaukee, are also trying to build political coalitions with the Hmong. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.